It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. A lot going on with the Sixers, with the Philadelphia Eagles, with an 8-2 football team. But that hot stove, it's starting to get heated up a little bit here. Yeah, the winter meeting's coming up in a few weeks, and maybe by then Juan Soto will sign. All our eyes are on the Phillies. What are they going to do? How are they going to reshape this thing, Hugh Douglas? So let's bring on a guy that has an idea or two of what might happen this offseason. His name is Buster Olney, ESPN. Was going to join us a couple days ago, and then we got caught up in the Embiid thing. He was kind enough to move his spot to today.
Appreciate you.
Buster, how are you today?
I'm doing great, yeah. I mean, what a time for you guys. There's so much stuff going on, you know, day by day by day, every game you're watching, and what's the development with the Sixers. It's an absolute soap opera, so I totally get it.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It is a soap opera. And, Buster, last year, for the most part, the Phillies weren't. They just were really, really good. Some stumbles in the second half, but then a disappointment in the playoffs. And now we're wondering, Buster, what they're going to do, because usually it's like, what big free agent are they going to sign? This year might not be that. It might be reshaping the team through trades. Buster, you've talked about on your podcast a lot, Alec Bohm, his name is out there. Buster, what's the latest? And what do you think the Phillies could get back for an Alec Bohm to start reshaping in this thing?
Yeah, and it's early in the postseason, so I guess we've seen the Angels do a lot of stuff, but I think a lot of the conversation in the sport is being held up right now by the Soto thing, because a lot of dominoes could fall off of that, you know, and needs will be defined depending on who doesn't get Soto. But look, I mean, Alec Bohm, is certainly the perception of him from folks with other teams is he's not going to be a good defensive third baseman. You know, he's below average in the eyes of most of the people that I've spoken with. They do, you know, like the bat. They are, you know, their eyebrows are raised that the Phillies are, is open and to the idea of trading him. So that's one possibility. And I had one general manager with another team who said, you know, he could see the Phillies doing a lightning strike on Alex Bregman at some point. A guy with scar tissue from the postseason. He's a good defender. He's not going to be afraid of playing in a Northeast city. And that would be interesting if that happened. I heard a lot of rumblings about Garrett Crochet and the Phillies again. And you guys know, before the July 30th trade deadline last summer, the Phillies were heavily involved in that. They could have gotten him if they had agreed to give him Andrew Painter in the package of players that they were offering to the White Sox. The perception of other teams is that Crochet is going to get traded, and the Phillies, again, are right in the middle of it. I don't have names for you as to, you know, what they're haggling over. There are other teams involved, Red Sox, Mets, Atlanta Braves, but you know, those are some of the things that are mentioned. And, of course, yeah, everyone's wondering because of the relationship between John Middleton and Scott Boras, which is borne out in the Bryce Harper negotiations. Bryce Harper's past relationship with Juan Soto, could that put them in the mix at some point? Scott Boras just recently finished his meetings with teams, and now they're going to go, I think, through a round of evaluation before they really get into the numbers that the teams are offering.
Buster, let's go to the Crochet thing off of what you just said. You mentioned what happened last July. Phillies were involved. They're probably involved again now. If that's the case, do we think they might reimagine how this team is? Maybe they subtract some offense or not add offense, really go and add and make it a deep starting pitching team? Because they already have Zach Wheeler, and they have Aaron Nola, and they have Christopher Sanchez, all got Cy Young votes that came out last night. Do you think that Dombrowski might be thinking, hey, the best way I can improve the team is an impact starter, even though I'm strong there anyway?
He's demonstrated that in the past, which has been pointed out to me by a couple of executives with other teams. Like, if you look at his teams with Detroit, he built these super rotations with Verlander and Scherzer. You know, that's what he knows. And with Ranger Suarez, a year away from free agency, if you go get a Crochet, you've got Sanchez, it would be an excellent group. And you know, if you were to look at that, if they add Crochet and Crochet continues to be what he was for the White Sox last year, I mean, that would be the best rotation in baseball. There's no question about it. And I know that, you know, they've continued those conversations. Now, my question is going to be, will a team like the Red Sox, who are a better fit in a possible deal with the White Sox, because the White Sox are looking for position players, young position players, the Red Sox have more of that to offer, are they in a better place? Or, you know, will Dave Dombrowski, who's demonstrated over and over and over again in his career, he's willing to pay the extra 10% to get a deal done, you know, will that aggressiveness wind up paying off for him?
Buster only with us here. Phillies offseason, the winter meeting's coming up in a couple weeks. We've heard a lot of Boehm rumors, Crochet rumors. All right, Buster, you mentioned Juan Soto. We want him here. I mean, most of our audience would love to have Juan Soto. Which fan base would not? Buster, how realistic is it, and how would you handicap it right now? I mean, the Yankees had him. They went to the World Series. There's obviously a good relationship there. I just keep thinking the Mets are going to blow everyone out of the water because of their owner. What's your guess on how this Soto thing could play out?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think in the end, the Mets are going to wind up separating themselves from all other teams. I had one person in baseball say to me, you know, that Steve Cohen's perspective will be like, bring me your best offer, and then I'll top it by $50 million, which is why we're going to see a crazy number in the end when he winds up signing, because you don't get an opportunity to get a 26-year-old player who's the historical equivalent of Ted Williams, you know, available. And so if you give him, you know, 13, 14, 15 years, you spread out his, the amount of money you're paying him, you're talking potentially about a deal somewhere in between $600, $700 million. You guys know Scott Boras' agent. He's all about benchmarks. I think one way or another, the deal structure will be at least 701, because that'll be Shohei Ohtani, beat Shohei Ohtani's number from last winter. And that's the question. I mean, if you're the Phillies, are you going to outbid the richest owner in baseball in Steve Cohen? Are you going to outbid the Yankees, who are interested? I think there is some trepidation, in their group as to how far this is going to go and whether or not they're going to be able to keep up with it. Can you outbid the Toronto Blue Jays, who have so much payroll coming off next year, they basically can give him a blank check, given their other obligations? I think it's going to come down to money. I think Juan has done a great job of sort of hiding what his intentions are right after the World Series is over. You guys remember his quote was, I'm ready to talk to all 30 teams. If you're talking about negotiating, it's a brilliant strategy.
It is.
So do you feel like for Juan Soto that the driving factor is mostly going to be money, or does it matter what team he goes to that has a chance of actually winning another World Series?
And I'm just guessing, right? I mean, only Juan Soto knows. When Aaron Judge became a free agent a couple of years ago, he also did a brilliant job of keeping the Yankees guessing internally. And it wasn't until the night that he agreed to terms with the Yankees that he, you know, reached out to Hal Steinbrenner, the Yankees owner, and said, I want to be a Yankee for life. And that was the first time. The whole time they were wondering, what does he really want? The same question is being asked about Juan Soto, who had a great experience playing alongside Aaron Judge, who's as good of a teammate as I've ever seen in baseball. Someone has no problem sharing the main stage in a ballpark that's absolutely suited for Soto as a power hitting, a left-handed power hitter. How much value does he place on that? How much does he place on winning? Based on what I've heard of the questions that Scott Boras has been asking on behalf of Soto in these meetings he's having with teams, you know, sustained success is going to be a big deal. But look, I've covered enough negotiations to know that most of the time, especially with Scott's clients, it's about the money. You know, it's about Alex Rodriguez. When he signed that $252 million deal with Texas, it was exactly twice as much as Kevin Garnett had gotten from the Timberwolves. And that's the sort of thing that comes into play. If someone steps up and says, look, we'll structure a deal that gives you $701 million, you can say, I got the biggest deal ever over Ohtani. That could be difference-making.
Buster, last one for you. It wouldn't be a Buster-only interview, and it wouldn't be the sort of an offseason until I hear you say something about the family farm. Buster, if there's one thing about the Phillies this offseason that you feel strong predicting, maybe you'd put the family farm in line. What is it? What's the change that happens, whether a player in or a player out, that you feel most strongly about for the Phillies before we see them in spring training?
They're going to get a star. I have no doubt. And it's interesting, when I talked with executives of other teams, they, you know, one general manager put it the phrase as World Series tilt. Which teams right now are on a World Series tilt where their feeling is, we got to win the World Series or it's a bust? The number one team on that list are the Phillies, because they were the best team in baseball for so much in 2024. It fizzled out at the end. They're in that vein. The Yankees are in that vein. The San Diego Padres are in that vein. You know, for the Dodgers and other teams, there's not as much desperation. So whether it's Crochet, you know, whether it's, you know, signing Soto, doing something, Bregman, they're going to do something big. There's no doubt about it. And that's not, you know, not only my feeling, but so many of the people with other teams, they just see the Phillies loading up and trying to push it across the finish line.
Well, that's, we needed this today, Buster. We needed something exciting because the Sixers are driving us crazy. So this will make us feel good as we approach the winter meetings. Buster, we appreciate you hopping on. Have a great offseason. I'm sure we'll catch up again soon.
Have a good one.
All right. I appreciate it, guys.
There
he
goes.
Thanksgiving.
You
Happy
too,
Thanksgiving.
Buster. Buster Only of ESPN.
Yeah, Thanksgiving right around the
next week's Thanksgiving. Yeah. A week from today. How about that?
Yeah.
That's the best thing I've heard all day. I mean, Buster Only, I asked him, would he put the family farm on anything? Because that's how he does his predictions. He said, Hugh, the Phillies will get a star.
And that's exciting.